Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, put down those toys that cause no joys. Have no fear, as Bill's here to clear what's stuck to your ear. Is that a bone? Oh no, it's a cone. Oh wait, it's just your phone. Hello, and welcome to the Bill Jones Show, the life-transforming show for intelligent truth seekers. Today's episode is entitled Cell Phone Addiction. The URL, or internet address, for today's research will be cited at the end of the broadcast. Hopefully, after listening to today's broadcast, you will be transformed into a new person, as you are an intelligent truth seeker, not a dim-witted cleavage peeker. Let's get started. The first four questions pertain to others, not you, so feel free to answer honestly. Question number one. Do you think that students who cannot refrain from drinking alcohol during a class are alcoholics? If yes, why? If no, why not? Number two. Do you think that students who cannot refrain from taking drugs during a class are drug addicts? If yes, why? If no, why not? Question number three. Do you think that students who cannot refrain from looking at pornography during a class are normal? If yes, why? If no, why not? Question number four. Do you think that students who cannot refrain from looking at their cell phones during a class are cell phone dependent? If yes, why? If no, why not? Now, we're going to enjoy a simple 9-question quiz to see whether or not you have a problem with your cell phone. Please answer simply, yes or no. Number one, do you reach for the phone first thing in the morning? Number two, do you use your cell phone when you are bored? Number three, is your cell phone usage increasing? Number four, do you become anxious or agitated when the cell phone is out of sight? Number five, do others complain about your cell phone usage? Number six, are you unable to cut back on cell phone usage? Number seven, do you use your cell phone to bypass negative feelings or forget a troubling event? Number eight, do you lose track of time while using the phone? And number nine, do you have physical symptoms such as eye strain or neck pain? If you answered yes to most of these 9 questions, that is, 5 or more, you, my friend, most probably have a medical condition, an addiction, called nomophobia. Like alcoholics and drug addicts, however, you will probably deny this, coming up with all sorts of facts and figures as to why you do not. Now, let's look at some really crazy facts. Number one, 1 in 6 cell phones have fecal matter on it. In fact, public toilet seats and handles are cleaner than most cell phones. How many times have you seen folks use their cell phones when entering and using the hopper? When's the last time you swabbed your phone down with alcohol rubs? Number two, for men only now, please. Girls, I beg of you, please, stop listening now and come back in about 30 seconds, and try not to look at your phone during this brief period. I bet you can't. Can you? I'm talking to you frankly now, men, one-on-one, as a father would to a son. Gentlemen, do you think you might, and I emphasize might, do you think you might have a problem with your tinky-winky, tiny-dinky? If yes, it might not be your parents' fault, but rather due to your cell phone usage. You see, preliminary studies have revealed that cell phone radiation may decrease sperm count, sperm motility, and viability. Welcome back, ladies, and thank you for not listening to the men's only portion of this program. Number 3. Cell phone talking and texting is as dangerous or more dangerous than drinking and driving. Now, consider the following mind-boggling facts. The average American spends over 5 hours a day browsing on their cell phones. iPhone users check their phones every 10 minutes. The average person touches their cell phone 2,617 times a day, which accounts for about 2.4 hours of phone screen time. 50% of U.S. teens say they're addicted to their phones, while their parents put that number around 59%. 68% of adults sleep with their phones near their bed, and the exact same percentage, 68% of adults, have an irrational fear of losing their phones. 90% of all users have phantom phone syndrome, thinking your phone is ringing or vibrating when it is not. But hey, don't believe the experts. Just listen to me, and you will see whether ye can truly be free. For just one day, leave home without your cell phone. Tell your friends, family, colleagues, you won't be available for one day. Here's just a small medical sampling of what will happen in the first 10 minutes once you leave your home without your phone. As you leave home, your blood will actually start changing, with adrenaline being released as the fight-or-flight syndrome kicks in. You'll have higher blood pressure and an increased heart rate, with faster and shallower breathing. And it gets much worse from this point on. I'll stop here, because to cover all of the negative health issues related to cell phone withdrawal would take hours. You have the basic idea, and if you want to learn more, just research. Here's the point I started with. Google King University cell phone addiction. This is Bill Jones saying goodbye. And remember, if you were in the hospital, on your deathbed right now, right at this moment, surrounded by no one, would you look back upon your life thinking, I should have spent more time on my cell phone? Or, like most people, would you rather think, I should have spent less time with Silly Willy and Chilly Philly, and more time with a very Hairy Mary in Derry, Derry, Pennsylvania.